But what I find is this, is that Christianity actually works in the context of community. We are not leading believers into a relationship with just Jesus. We're leading them into a relationship with community because that's how Christianity works. And as leaders, we can't bypass that or somehow for our own lives ignore that. Christianity and your leadership in Christianity works in the context of community. It's a lot like I'm gonna buy a wakeboard boat, and I think I'm finally gonna pull the trigger this winter. That's what I've decided. But I've been wanting a wakeboard boat for a long time, and just, you know, in fact, you can just pray with me. If you'd maybe go on a 10-day fast once you leave here, just. So, you know, a boat like a ski boat or a wakeboard boat. If you start a boat outside of the water. Like, you don't ever want to start a boat in your driveway because the engine will instantly overheat and it'll burn up. Because a boat, the way it works is they created a boat to sit in water. And then from that water, it pulls the water up, moves it through the engine to cool the engine, and then it spits it out. But the boat was created to sit in the water. And if you pull that boat out of water and try to start it, it overheats and the engine burns up. But when you stick it in the water, it is able to pull what it needs to cool the engine. It's able to pull what it needs in the water. And I see many, listen, Christianity is made to sit in the context of community. And it's from community that it pulls what it needs. It's from community that it pulls the things that it needs, the grace. It says that when you're undercover and when you're in community, when you're submitted to one another, it's a massive act of humility. When I submit to one another, I'm humbling myself, and that's when grace begins to flow. So the Lord knows, listen, you have to be in community. You have to be submitted, not only to the leaders, but to one another, because in community is where the grace, the things that you need, come from community. And you're able to draw from that water, just like a boat, you're able to draw and get what you need for your life. And part of why I'm going after this with leaders recently is because I find many leaders who are all by themselves on some dock somewhere, sitting in some driveway, trying to run their engine, completely fried, completely burnt out, because they're not sitting in community. Because they don't want to make the choice of community. Because they get isolated. And when they get isolated, Jesus didn't set this family up to work in isolation. He just didn't. And there's not an exception for leaders. He doesn't look at leaders and say, well, I know it's harder, you're out front, so you can